Chapter 3. How Gargantua was carried 11 months in his mother's belly. Grand Gousier was a good fellow in his time and notable jester. He loved to drink neat, as much as any man that then was in the world, and would willingly eat salt meat. To this intent he was ordinarily well furnished with gammons of bacon, both of Westphalia, Mayence, and Bayonne, with store of dried neat's tongues, plenty of links, chitterlings, and puddings in their season, together with salt beef and mustard, a good deal of hard rows of powdered mullet called botargos, great provision of sausages, not of Bologna, for he feared the Lombard boccone, but of Bigorre, Longolne, Braine, and Rouargue. In the vigour of his age, he married Gargamel, daughter to the king of the Parpaillon, a jolly pug and well-mouthed wench. These two did oftentimes do the two-backed beast together, joyfully rubbing and frotting their bacon against one another, in so far that at last she became great with child of a fair son, and went with him unto the 11th month. For so long, yea longer, may a woman carry her great belly, especially when it is some masterpiece of nature, and a person predestinated to the performance in his due time of great exploits. As Homer says, that the child which Neptune begot upon the nymph was born a whole year after the conception, that is, in the 12th month. For, as Aulus Gellius saith, Book 3, this long time was suitable to the majesty of Neptune, that in it the child might receive his perfect form. For the like reason Jupiter made the night, wherein he lay with Alcmena, last 48 hours, a shorter time not being sufficient for the forging of Hercules, who cleansed the world of the monsters and tyrants wherewith it was suppressed. My masters, the ancient Pantagruelists, have confirmed that which I say, and withal declared it to be not only possible, but also maintained the lawful birth and legitimation of the infant born of a woman in the 11th month.